This conference is being recorded.
Hello, can you hear me now? Thank you. Hello, welcome to the webinar from Trademark Clearinghouse for .shop. Today we have with us Hiro Utsukahara, who is the CEO of the GMO Registry. He will explain more to us about the new GTLD they are launching, .shop. First, we will have some few introduction into the clearinghouse with some stats and an update of the Sunrise calendar. And if you have any questions, please post them via the central chat window. We will answer them when we go through the webinar. Everybody will be muted so we can proceed with the webinar. At the moment, the clearinghouse is short of 42,000 marks submitted, of which more than 44% are submitted for multiple years. It is possible to register marks in the clearinghouse for 1, 3, or 5 years. And with still over 150 new GTLDs to launch, we're still seeing a lot of multiple-year registrations coming in. Of those registrations, over 80% is registered by agents. Agents manage the trademark portfolio on behalf of their clients, and they can also assist them with additional services, such as domain name registration or advice and strategy. Of all the marks submitted, over 90% are verified. That means that we have a very high verification rate that comes through our system of helping our agents submitting correctly and getting the marks verified easily. We have marks from over 109 countries, covering more than 120 jurisdictions. And below you see a graph with all the different scripts that have been submitted to the clearinghouse. Over 42,000, or almost 5,500 have been expired. And to the marks that are in the clearinghouse, can either register in Sunrise, or if a name hasn't been registered, it goes into the claims notification process. This claims notification process will notify any registrant prior to registration of any marks assorted to that name. If that registration is completed, we will send out a claims notification to the trademark holder to inform them. However, those services are limited to the 90 days, and after 90 days, the clearinghouse also offers a service called the ongoing notifications, which continues sending out notifications well after the 90 days. At the moment, we've sent out 237,000 claims notifications and almost 500,000 ongoing notifications to trademark holders. Currently, we have a few Sunrise periods that are active, such as .shop, .storage, motorcycles, and Viva STC Group STC. And we have three more that are waiting, Zurich, Quest, and .shopping. But now for the TLD that we are here today, I will hand over to Hiro, who can guide us through the TLD that they're launching and that has been launched since the end of June and still runs in the Sunrise till the end of August, and that is .shop.
Great. Thank you, Peter. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining the call today, and thank you to the TMCH for the opportunity to present here today. My name is Hiro Tsukahara, and I am CEO of GMO Registry. So with that, I'm going to jump first into who we are and go on to explaining about .shop. Let me change the slides. So GMO Internet was established in 1991 and is now known as the largest provider of Internet services in Japan. The group is comprised of 86 companies worldwide, 9 of which are listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. We have 4,800 staff in 17 countries and 43 locations. We provide services in the 4 listed segments and are known for the registrar business, where we have a 90% market share in Japan, and the internet securities business, where we provide the world's largest platform in terms of forex trading volume. As a result, our revenue is expected to be about $1.3 billion and operating profit to be about $155 million, respectively, this year. About GMO Registry, we were established in 2009 to really get .shop. And this year, in January, we actually got .shop. I'll get a little more into that as we go along. We are the largest registry system provider in Japan for brand TLDs and provide the back-end system to companies such as Toyota, Canon, and Sony, who all apply for brand TLDs in Japan. We also provide a registry system for .id, which is the CCTLD of Indonesia. And on top of that, we have been running our own TLDs, .Tokyo, .Nagoya, .Yokohama, for about 2 years. And last but not least, .shop as of the beginning of this month. So .shop. These were the applicants for .shop after ICANN applications for news utilities closed back in 2012. It emerged that there were 8 applicants for .shop, including major e-commerce platforms. 4 years later, in January this year, we won .shop in an ICANN public auction, paying a record $41.5 million. So what is it? .shop is a domain for global e-commerce. It's the global e-commerce address. Just as there are cities and streets around the world that are synonymous with shopping, with .shop, we aim to create the online destination for shopping. Internet users around the world will instantly recognize that a .shop website is a place to shop. So .shop is truly one of the most sought-after names of the new GTLD. It's short, broadly generic, but with a very clear and specific meaning, and arriving to market at a time when growth in global e-commerce is so strong. We are very excited for this launch. And who is it for? The .shop TLD is not only the natural choice for online shops, it is also a great fit for offline retailers building an online presence. .shop is not limited to traditional forms of e-commerce or commerce. The domain can also be used for offline services, sharing economy, social commerce, and etc. .shop will encourage new development trends and technologies in e-commerce and evolve with the e-commerce industry. Why .shop? I'll expand on this in the next few slides, but these are some of the reasons we think you should register .shop. For one, it's short and meaningful, and it's universally understood and also versatile. Number two, it's intuitive, memorable. That's a powerful marketing tool. Number three, the market potential. I will again explain about this as we go on. The e-commerce growth and the high demand extension that it is. So value proposition number one. First, .shop is short and meaningful, so it instantly identifies your website as a place to shop. And it's only 4 letters, which in the world of domains is a big deal. The rule of thumb in this is that domains are better when they're shorter. Second, it's a word that is widely used and understood across languages and cultures. To give you an insight on this, shop is a word you learn in, say, 4th grade here in Japan. So as you can imagine, it's virtually a Japanese word. Everyone uses this. Even my grandmother would understand this word. And the same goes for China, which is right next door, where the elders understand this word, the kids, everyone literally uses the word shop when they go shopping. And third, it's a word that is both a noun and a verb. So .shop can be used as a business identifier or a call to action. Value proposition number two. So here we've put this example, champagne.com versus champagne.shop. You can probably guess what I'm going to say here. But with the domain name champagne.com, which by the way is an excellent domain name, you have no idea what sort of website this is. Could be a website about the Champagne region, could be a website that sells champagne. You just don't know until you click. Turns out it's a website about the Champagne Committee, so it doesn't sell champagne. But if you have champagne.shop, you don't even have to click that website. You know just by looking at the domain name that it's a website that sells champagne. Simple as that. It's intuitive. And value proposition number three, as you all probably know, the world's e-commerce is blooming. The market has grown over 20% year on year for the last 5 years. The market size is expected to reach $3 trillion in just 2 years. Some of you might recall just about a month ago, Jack Ma of Alibaba announced that they, on their own, are expecting their gross merchandise volume to reach $1 trillion in 2020. That's about double what they're doing right now. And they're planning to serve 2 billion people by 2036, which is just a ridiculous number. So again, e-commerce itself is blooming, so the potential of .shop, an intuitive word understood around the globe, is just immense. Now, speaking of the potential of .shop, and to expand a little more on this, you will find that there are 103 million websites around the world with the word .shop in the domain name. .com accounts for about a tenth, followed by .au of Australia, .de of Germany, .jp of Japan, and so on and so on. As you can see, there's a healthy geographic diversity that, again, proves the point that .shop is not only understood, but is used in many countries around the world. Potential ranking. So .shop is one of the most highly anticipated new launches in the new GTLD program. Back at the beginning of the program, industry experts, CEDO, ranked .shop as the highest value new GTLD. It's been the highest ICANN public auctioned domain. Hundreds of thousands of non-binding pre-registrations have been received in .shop and have been collected since the beginning of the new GTLD program. Registrars around the world are reporting high levels of interest in .shop amongst their customers. So it's been a very strong sunrise start, and I'll give a few more details on the next slide. This is the sunrise, this is demographics for the sunrise registrations. It's only been open for about 2 weeks, but we've already received more than 400 registrations, applications during sunrise. So it's been off to a very strong start. It's set to be one of the most successful sunrises in the new GTLD program. Applications from more than 25 countries. This graph shows which industry verticals are applying for names in sunrise. As you can see, fashion is the biggest component to this demographics. Some of the first applications came from major e-commerce platforms in some of the world's largest e-commerce markets, including China, the U.S., Europe, and Japan. And offline retailers are also participating, including multinational retail giants and globally recognized department stores. From high-end luxury brands through to mass-market retailers, the highest demand to date is coming from the fashion industry, while beauty, electronics, home, and interior are popular verticals as well. And there are over 70 registrars already supporting .shop, and we are onboarding more every day. The Sunrise applications started at around $1,300, depending on which registrar you choose, and domains registered in Sunrise renew at the standard renewal fee. And next up is the launch timeline. Sunrise is open through to August 29, so we still have 6 weeks remaining. Plenty of time if you still need to get your marks registered in the clearinghouse. It's an end date Sunrise, which means that the names will be allocated on September, and if there are multiple applications for a single domain name, they will go to an auction. We also have an early access program from September 1st, and it will run for 26 days. Prices will reduce in 7 stages, similar to other new GTLDs, but each stage will last several days to ensure access to anyone, anywhere in the world that wants to register a .shop domain name. And general availability will open on September 26th, and it will obviously be a first-come, first-served basis. So that, in a nutshell, is what .shop is about. There are over 70 registrars already supporting .shop, and so we're very excited that this has happened, and I hope I was able to answer some of your questions or concerns, but if not, please do not hesitate to ask me now. So thank you.
Thank you, Hiro, for this presentation on .shop. If anybody has any questions, please post them through the chat window. Otherwise, we'll also share this presentation and the contact details later on so people can share this presentation as well. If there are no more questions, I think that we can conclude today's webinar. So thank you very much for attending, and thank you, Hiro, for presenting. And see you next time.
Thank you. Great. Thank you very much.